These days, it seems like almost everybody old enough to dial has a cell phone. And studies show that 3 out of 4 people are using them in cars. 5 states and the District of Columbia have banned the use of handheld phones while driving. But is such a law enforceable anymore? The answer may be found in New York, which is the first state to clamp down on driving and dialing. 6 years after the law was passed, Craig Miller decided to see if it's working.
Even with flashing lights and a siren, Joe Claybaugh finds it hard to get drivers' attention these days.
Yeah, you can see he's paying attention.
Claybaugh is a traffic enforcement officer in Camillus, New York, a suburb of Syracuse. Today, he's looking for cell phone violators, and he assures me it won't take long to find one.
Every second car, you'll see when we get up here. It's unbelievable.
Sure enough, we're soon in pursuit of a digital desperado. As it turns out, Joanne Spoto-Decker, a county employee, is a bit desperate.
Phone isn't Bluetooth compatible, and I only have one headset, which my husband has, but it was probably not a good thing to do. It wasn't a safe thing to do. It just wasn't a safe thing to do.
Well, this driver at least agrees with the law. Many appear to ignore it, despite the $100 fine. Tom Sherman spends his days on the roads around Syracuse driving from job to job as a home inspector. His teal green Chevy pickup is his office.
We might come out into the vehicle and find 11, 12 phone calls we have to return. So we have to choose between either doing business or following the law, which basically is pretty much ignored by everybody else also. It's kind of looked at like a jaywalking.
One study by the insurance industry found that while phone use dipped by about half right after New York's law went into effect in 2001, within a year, it had bounced right back.
You see a lot of people when you're driving around with phones up in the rear?
Always, and if I'm not speaking on my phone, I'm always complaining about them. I would say probably, is that a cop back there?
Even if it is, car phone crackdowns are rare. For example, Camillus, a town of about 23,000, has been more aggressive than most at enforcing the law, but the police department typically has just one officer on the road assigned specifically to traffic enforcement. Most departments just don't have the manpower and budget to go after cell phone violators. And there's another problem. Even traffic enforcement officer Joe Claybaugh thinks the target is too narrow.
I hate it just being a cell phone. I'd like to see it distracted driving in general. Saw a guy up at the Four Corners down here about a month ago shaving. He is funny as hell.
New York statistics from 2005 attribute less than 1% of traffic accidents directly to cell phone usage, but nearly a quarter were noted as driver inattention or distraction. As technology accelerates, so will the battle for the eyes and hands of drivers. A survey done this year by Zogby International revealed that 2/3 of drivers 18 to 24 are reading and typing text messages while they're at the wheel. For NPR News, I'm Craig Miller.
Here we go again, not looking in his rearview mirror.
4, 5, 6, 6, 4, 5, 6, 6.
You got me.
We'll be right back.